Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex. He is King. He is Ski. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie. That's actually coming up this week. A better place to do that is in our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. Join that. Give us your movie suggestions, and I will create a poll, and you can get in there and vote on it, and then we'll pick your movie based on that. So do that as soon as you possibly can. Get them in now, and we'll pick your movie for next week. This week's movie is Mickey 17, which is my selection. It is currently on Max. It came out this year, 2025. Currently has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.8 on IMDb, and a 72 on Metacritic. Movie stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey Barnes, Steven Yeun as Timo, Mark Ruffalo as Kenneth Marshall, just incredible teeth on Kenneth Marshall in this movie.
Off-putting.
Kinda, yeah.
All I could really focus on.
Yeah, and the way he talked, too.
That, too.
Yeah, he's a gross character in this movie, Mark Ruffalo.
I mean, would it surprise you if I told you that that character was based on Trump?
Well, I looked that up. Because I know Mark Ruffalo famously really does not like Trump. And he and the director both are like, I'm not going to commit to saying that it's based on Trump. Like, nope. That's probably marketing a little bit, because you don't want to be the movie that's anti-Trump, because then it's going to be famous for being anti-Trump. And that's not necessarily the kind of heat you want right now.
The movie is literally based around a Trump-like figure.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Bong Joon, most of his thing is on social commentary on, like, classism and authoritarianism. Yes. I mean, it wasn't Trump, but I'm sure Ruffalo, that's where his inspiration came from.
We've all seen Parasite.
Like, yeah.
We know what that's a commentary on. Like, yeah.
I mean,
you're not wrong.
What was it? We did a Snowpiercer on one of our movies.
Correct.
Another class system movie. Yep. From Bong.
Like, that's a little more like obvious than other ones, but a
little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
back of the train to the front of the train,
Let's see, Toni Collette in this movie as well played Ulfa, which Y-L-F-A is how that character's name is spelled. Ulfa, the wife of Mark Ruffalo's character. Naomi Aki played Nasha Barrage. Holiday Granger played Red Hair. She was like the character who sort of got him into it at the beginning, literally named Red Hair. And Patsy Foran played Dorothy. And Anna Marie Vertolamay played Kai. Let's see. Movie, as you said, written and directed by Bong Joon-ho, who is known for Snowpiercer, Parasite. Also did Okja and Mother that were big movies.
Did he do like a horror movie, too? Like his first movie? Like a... paranormal, but like,
something like that.
I can't remember what it was. I think he had one.
I can't remember that either. I didn't write it down. Just the big ones. So this is based on a novel called Mickey 7 by Edward Ashton.
Big Mickey Mantle fan, this guy, Ashton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mickey 7, obviously. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Brad Pitt, a producer on this movie as well, which that's it. That's all I got. Budget for this, $118 million, box office, $132. So it's considered a box office flop, even though it did make its money back. Coming off of Parasite, I think they probably expected more.
And they gave him a bunch more money.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, even Snowpiercer had a great cast. I don't think it cost that much money to make, though, is the difference.
Yep.
I was a little worried about Bong getting this big blockbustery movie after Parasite. That was because that's just not his style in my eyes.
Bing bong,
bing bong.
can't not. So the story is, let's see. So the Earth is failing, or something, maybe. But the senator who lost two elections, but has a cult following, decided. Stolen. Yeah.
They were stolen.
They were stolen. Some say two elections. He never actually lost. Nobody
made
can
him
prove
too
it.
Big to rig. Too big to rig.
And so he did. He got on a rig. Somehow he convinced people that traveling to a new planet and setting up a new colony was a good idea. And part of that was the, like, the what do they call it? It's the Mickey plan. I forget what it was actually called in this movie, but essentially it is having someone who does the dirty work and can be cloned. So they use Mickey, which, you know, the more you sort of think about it, the more you're like, you know, you know, hear me out. You know what I mean?
Well,
so they use a human. They test things on him. They like put him out in jobs where he's definitely going to die, but they need the thing to get done. So like fixing something on the outside of the ship, he's going to die. Or like testing nuclear radiation stuff on him, he's going to die. They land on the planet. He's the only one that goes outside to test the atmosphere. He's going to die. And so they do that. They keep testing vaccines and blah, blah, blah. And then they figure out a way for them to actually be able to go onto the planet. And so
this movie was actually very pro-vaccine. You know, they ran their tests and they got the vaccine correct.
Yeah. Just
I was going to say, because the Ruffalo character it's a mix between Trump and Elon. Elon's big dream of going
to Mars,
colonizing another with his weird, like, religious following. You know, that a lot of these,
yeah, the cult
Bong is very, like, as I said, a lot of social issues with Bong, like the whole cloning thing. He's, you know, it's just saying, like, oh, if they didn't have cloning, they'd just be using that many people as cannon fodder to do it in the first place. So, yeah, like you said, great idea. Only one person dies over and over instead of 16 different people dying.
Yeah, exactly. And so Mickey 17 is the one, like the 17th Mickey is the one that this movie sort of focuses on. And I guess the main plot essentially starts to happen when they think Mickey 17 died, but he didn't. And they end up creating Mickey 18. And Mickey 18 ends up being sort of a psychopath. Just, you know, a killer, like, doesn't give a shit, like, fuck that guy, I'm gonna shoot him in the head, that type of guy. Whereas Mickey 17 is sort of apprehensive, loves Nasha, loves Nasha, whereas Mickey 18 is, you know, exploring shit, trying to do three ways, start like doing drugs and blah blah blah.
I haven't seen enough Pattinson to know like who, like,
he rocks.
Which he's character great. Is actually yeah. him?
He's awesome.
Yeah. Like, was he acting a lot for 17? Like that?
Yes.
Like
for both. Like for both voice, of them. For
like both, like he, his like his voice though, especially.
He's British. That, yeah,
that's not. Yeah.
That's not normal. Like,
his voice was weird to me. As well, 17, at least.
I can tell you who he was inspired by for the voices. Do you have any guesses? The two voices he did. Space Madness? Does that give you a hint? Space Madness?
No.
Ren and Stimpy. He literally was inspired by Ren and Stimpy for how he did the characters, like their actions, the way they talked, and their voices. It was Ren and Stimpy.
What? That's who he was inspired so, by. Like, 17 was Stimpy, like, the meek one, and Ren was the angry?
Absolutely. Yep. Like, 17, quit being such a bitch. That's a Ren thing to say, bro. Like, Ren
17,
and
Stimpy. 17, stop being a bitch!
Stimpy, you idiot!
Stimpy, 17 is such an idiot!
Was Ren, is he supposed to be, like, L.A. Mexican? Like, is that Stimpy's...
He's a chihuahua, dude. Yeah.
I mean, because it gets you're getting a little, like, hey, I say...
I think that's what they do with him. He was born in East L.A. That's kind of my guess.
And, he's Cheech Marin. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
And famously, the guy who created and did all the things for Ren and Stimpy was a pretty bad guy too. So like underage girls, that kind of stuff. And what surprised me is he's a little racist. Dude, I don't think anybody who has ever seen Ren and Stimpy is surprised that that guy's a fucking weirdo.
Like, that guy sucked.
Yeah. My mom should not have let me watch Ren and Stimpy. Like, that show is fucked up.
What was that on? Was it Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
I think it was just Nick, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, was it
yeah.
just Nick?
Yeah.
It wasn't Nickelodeon where it was like the...
Saturday
the
Night goof? Nick?
Yeah.
It might have been like after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, after maybe. 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Maybe.
There was a little scary, like not goosebumps, but you know, some little scary show.
Tales from the Crypt?
Let's see. And then he based some of his physical mannerisms as 17 on Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber, he said as well. So Pattinson based his character on Jim Carrey and Ren and Stimpy.
Pattinson, I'm not taking you that serious, dog. You don't need to be method with this shit. You were a weird dude with a weird voice in this movie to me.
Yes, he was. And to be fair, like, I think he did a really good job. Like, I think Pattinson's acting was really good in this movie. And by the way, like, let's make no bones about it. This is a weird fucking movie. Like, it throughout
Bong's movies are weird in general.
Yeah.
Like, Okja's real fucking weird.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that one.
It's weird.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Like, I think Parasite was more of sort of a, like, an actual plot with real life stuff. Whereas this one, like, I think I texted you guys while I was watching it. Like, this is this movie is out there, man. Like, I felt like I wasn't on drugs, but it felt like I needed to be on drugs to fully, like, pull this one in. Like,
do you think there's a, like, a Reddit thread site? I don't know, Reddit, whatever they call it.
Thread sounds right.
Thread, yeah.
That is like hits from the bong as an appreciation for this guy. Like, that's the title of their Reddit thread.
If there isn't, you got to create it right now. Why? Trademark it.
Well, I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, write it down and mail it to yourself. Trademark.
But I will agree. In I think the weirdness wasn't like the main core of characters. It was everyone else. The scientists. Yeah. Everything the scientists did was weird. The weird pastory religious guy that was like his right hand man, very weird and just like, I mean,
like Ruffalo and Toni Collette, like their characters were fucking weird, and the way they talked to each other was weird, and like her obsession on like society.
What is the sauce? The sauce.
Like, society is not a real society unless they figured out sauces.
Yeah.
Like, they barely have food, and her concern is sauces. And so,
again,
so she cuts off the tail of one of these creatures, puts it in a fucking blender, and tries to make a sauce out of it. Like, dude, like, that's weird.
Again, like, it's all social commentary, right? Yeah, you know, everyone else is getting rationed except for, you know, the head people and the religious zealots that are part of them. And when you're rich, you don't have to worry about food. So all you care about is, you know, the accessory things, the sauce kind of things.
And like the religious guy essentially telling him everything to do. Religious guy and the wife essentially telling him everything to do all the time. Totally makes sense with that social.
Yeah, it's
too.
Exactly.
So we know who's actually running the show here, because every time we did see it, like every time he would give a speech or do a thing, he would always like turn to her and then she would tell him what to say, basically.
So. And then again, everything was for the cameras, right?
Yeah.
Like everything had to be for the camera. Like I said, you can like Bong movies or hate Bong movies.
Which again, Parasite was great.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great movie.
You can't dislike his commentary on social things.
For sure.
And I mean, this was a social commentary on an authoritarian regime.
Yeah.
And the people of, you know, obviously Mickey's at the bottom of it. And then they had the police force and a sign. So, hate it or like him, at least he hits all the things
and
that
again,
are real.
And again, you mentioned it at the start. I like this. As weird as this movie is, and as insane as it sounds, like, I don't know how actually far off we are
I
from
mean,
something like this.
the what are
The guy owns a space company, like SpaceX, and the president of the United States has made like Space Force or whatever, right? Like, if this guy decides to go build a colony on a planet, there's millions of people who would sign up to go along with him.
Yeah, like, but the beginning, the guy that wore the like chicken suit or whatever at the end and stuff, and like with a weird terminal where he's signing up, Mickey's signing up to go. He's talking to like the news saying like he's a religious zealot for this guy. Like
yeah,
there's a religion
yeah.
behind it.
Yeah, the like the bald guy or whatever
Yeah.
is yeah. Yeah.
And then with, I mean, if you want to look at things now, the, what are they called? The crawlers, the creepers.
Yeah. Creepers.
I mean, that's just, you know, immigrants, if you really look at it and what do you want?
Yeah.
Or they want to have peace. Oh no, let's just bomb the shit out of them kind of thing. You know, like we don't give a shit about them. I mean, again, like or hate it, he hits all the things.
He does.
Hits all
yeah,
the
he,
points.
He checks all the boxes. Yes.
Like when Nasha goes off on Ruffalo there,
yeah,
like she literally said, like,
no, by
pretty
the way,
much what everyone would want to say to Trump to his face, she just lets him have it.
And by the way, he literally said it's a pure white planet full of perfect people.
Yeah,
that's his goal. That's what he wants. Yeah, it's some of it's subtle, some of it's not really that subtle.
Yeah, you say like, oh, he calls the creepers aliens. And she says,
"Yeah,
they,
we're the fucking aliens.
We're the aliens, exactly.
Yep. No, it's the arrogance.
Yeah, and again, that's what you know. Authoritarian people have. They think it's everything revolves around them, right?
Absolutely. Steven Yeun's character is interesting. Like
I like him. I did not care for his character."
Yeah, I was curious what you guys thought of him, because he starts out with Mickey, like they're friends in like back on Earth, and then Steven Yeun fucks him over. Like what they start a macaron business together,
yeah.
And Steven Yeun got a big loan for it and then put it all off on Mickey, and and then he basically does that when they get into space too, like sort of hustles his way into getting on the ship, turns him apparently as a pilot or something because he took one flying lesson. And so
he's, if you want to keep it, you know, recent things,
he's a hustler.
He's a grifter. He's
grifter,
what we see this year, you know, in these times. He's a grifter. And Mickey's just the poor, dumb MAGA guy. And he's the grifter guy just using him, essentially.
So is that what we're saying? Like Mickey is like, Mickey represents at your average MAGA person,
or
he's Stephen Miller.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah,
yeah.
Stephen Miller is more the religious guy,
more,
telling him
little,
to like
a little too much evil.
Yeah,
he's the bald. He's the bald guy.
He's the bald.
Yeah, fair enough.
Go
fair enough.
No, yeah. Mickey's just as what you would call like the regular American that, in the end, is just the low man on the totem pole that everyone above just uses.
Like
that's
isn't
what Mickey
isn't
is.
Real smart, but still kind of means well.
He's real like, dumb, but he
yeah.
is a good in good at heart.
Yeah, good at heart. Like basically a good dude, but you know, just is misguided and
maybe a little naive.
A little naive,
possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Likes to fuck because that's a big thing for him. Just
wants
those little
like
stick
procreate.
Figures.
Yeah.
The little stick figure. Yeah, all the procreation things.
Yeah.
He brings in the hot white chick, like, oh, like we're gonna use you as like the main breeder kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
when they have the dinner where Mickey eats the fake steak, but it's poison just because they fooled him into testing it again.
Yeah.
Like, god damn it. Yeah, and then she's the breeder. Kai is the one he wants as like the breeder.
Yeah.
Jeez. Jeez. Also, she's a lesbian, by the way, so it was gonna not be
but
fun for her.
She wanted to fuck she tried to fuck Mickey though.
I think she did. So maybe she's bi. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bi Kai? I don't know.
Bi Kai? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why she's named that. That'd be weird.
Let's see. I did I did like, if you guys have watched and or played many things in Norse mythology, they named the planet they named is Niflheim, right?
Niflheim. So is that where...
That's the ice realm of one of the realms, the Norse mythology realms. So it's a nice little... I like how at least they, you know, got that right. Like,
Bong reads books. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, an ice planet? Oh, let's call it Niflheim. You know?
Yeah,
like
yeah, it's not bad.
The Norse ice... Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Again, I think this movie is... just super duper weird.
Is it entertaining at all to you?
Bong Joon-ho is sort of known for that. Like, I feel like you have to go into the movie sort of expecting that as well. Like, you're not going to watch a like normal quote unquote Hollywood movie. It's a Bong Joon-ho movie.
So why did they give him so much money? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, no, because he made so much money on Parasite, because Parasite was a huge hit.
Yeah, but he doesn't need money to make money.
This is true. But so, that's not how this works.
No, that's not how Hollywood works. No.
We know this. And to be fair, I think he used the money well. Like the work they did to create the creatures and have the creatures look the way they did and act the way they did, I think they looked awesome. So I don't know. The creepers, the main creeper, I think it looked awesome.
The queen creeper.
Yeah, I think it looked great.
But again, my question, was this movie entertaining to you?
No.
Like maybe you could say that even he didn't even have like that many cool deaths. You know, usually when someone's, you know, like a Groundhog's Day level thing where they keep repeating a life and they die in crazier and weird ways, he really didn't have any cool ones. They were all like sad kind of things. Like, oh, you're getting used, not like cool deaths.
Yeah, I wonder what the decision was with that, because like if you're gonna have a movie with a clone who is his purpose is to die, like you would think there would be some funny-ish deaths, like
the accidental deaths. But that's what you're looking
line,
for.
That's a line he has to draw, right? Is like, is he making a serious movie or is he making a like a farce movie or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, because if he is, if you make that decision, it really changes the entire movie. Like if you have him like falling off a cliff or something like that, or you know what I mean? I don't know. Like all of like his deaths ended up being so they could test like a nerve gas that they were going to eventually use on the creepers. So that's not fun.
Everything was they stuck him out there to see how long he dies of radiation poisoning outside of the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they tested like three or four times on that for the vaccine so they could live on the planet.
And it showed he and Nasha's like real connection too. Like Nasha's got a weird life, right? Like she's probably got a lot going on in her head. That's probably not all like fairy tale.
Oh, she's very angry.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of anger. And she's just sort of fine with whatever Mickey shows up. Like very different versions of Mickey, 17 and 18.
She wanted to get tag teamed by the double Mickeys.
She did. She did. But also she was on some very hard drugs, apparently, that Steven Yeun ended up being the seller of. So
oh, God, the undiluted stuff.
They called it like oxys or something, right?
It was like oxylophone. It was like the...
Yeah.
Yeah, they shortened it to oxy. Yeah.
Yep.
But no, it's... Again, I agree with King. I don't think this movie was really entertaining.
Yeah, I think like it was very even. I don't think I liked it a heck of a lot. I didn't hate it. Like I certainly didn't hate it. Like I think the movie's fine. I just think it was fine all the way through. Like I there was nothing that was really super awesome in this movie, but also again, it didn't suck. Like I left the movie feeling like happy, I guess. Like Mickey got to live. He's like the only one from now on. He gets to be with Nasha. The scientists ended up winning and Marshall ended up getting blown up by 18. Like it's a happy ending. And so you're like, all right, well, the whole thing, they're suffering and slogging through it, but at least there's like a happy ending. And the creepers get to live because it's their fucking planet. And yeah. So common sense ended up winning, which is not, which, you know, we get what Bong Joon-ho's trying to do here. Not our reality, but it's nice that the movie has that reality.
Well, they did show at the end that weird little dream sequence to where Toni Collette's characters by the cloning machine, and then they clone back out Mark Ruffalo's character.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's like, oh, you know, you could kill off or get rid of one authoritarian figure, but another one's just going to come back eventually, kind of thing.
Literally, rinse and repeat. Yeah. Literally, print out.
Yeah, print out a new one. Yep.
Yeah.
And I get it. I'm with you. I didn't really like this movie. I appreciate the social construct of it, right?
Yeah.
I 100% get what Bing Bong was trying to fucking say here.
Yeah.
And shot well, yes. So, yeah. Am I going to watch it again?
No.
I will not.
Yeah.
I did think it would be better than it was.
Yeah.
It was weird because Mickey's character is very comical, maybe not on purpose. That's just who Mickey 17 is. It didn't lean into it enough. I think if you threw a little more comedic things in there, I think would have changed it and not lost the tone of the movie.
Yeah. Again, I think there's a fine line he had to draw there too. So I get why he didn't go that way, but I think it might have actually helped. Like I think making Mickey 17 more of a cartoon character, I think would have helped sort of the juxtaposition with who 18 was and the seriousness of it.
You make him one of the cops from Smoking the Bandit when we watched.
Yeah.
You need that little bit of over the topness of comedy in it.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, anything else before we grade this thing? King, what do you think of this movie?
I actually thought it would be better.
Yeah.
I'd seen like a 20-second trailer of it, maybe not even. I probably miswatched it. I thought it'd be more like Scott Pilgrim-ish.
Oh, okay.
From what I saw.
Yeah.
Clearly didn't see what it was.
Dude, so. I had no expectations. Like I saw the cover and it's like a guy in like an army suit, so I thought it was like a war movie or something. Genuinely. Like I had no idea what to expect in this movie.
I mean, it could have been Super Troopers, or not Super Troopers, Starship Troopers. I mean, they're on a different planet with bug creatures there, and they have weapons and things.
Might as well.
But we got to take Kings with a small grain of salt just for how much he hates space and space exploration on top of it.
Yeah.
So it was already working against King.
Very anti-space. Yeah.
I think Starship Troopers is actually the only space movie I really love.
Got to kill the bugs, man.
Gotta. I'm doing my part.
Okay, let's grade this. It is my movie, so I will start. What should we rate it out of?
I think
should we do 17?
No, I think there are only 5 planets, so out of 5.
Okay, all right. The 5th planet. I'm gonna get right down the fucking middle, 2.5. Like right down the middle. Like I didn't hate this movie. I didn't love this movie. It was fine. I think Pattinson was really good in this movie. I think him playing the different versions of this character, I think he did a really good job. I think Pattinson rocks, by the way. I know we sort of alluded to that earlier.
He's
a
good actor.
Pattinson's
sure.
a great actor.
Yeah.
And he's a fantastic Batman. And anybody who says otherwise, I'll fight you.
I know you love that emo Batman there.
Goddamn right, that's a great movie. 2.5.
Better than Batflack?
Anything is better than the fucking Zack Snyder universe.
Clune-tang? Is Clune-tang better than Affleck?
No.
Depends on how you feel about nipples, my guy.
Yeah. No.
Kilmer? No. Kilmer better? No.
Still no.
Yeah. Right. No. So he's not the worst. Affleck's not the worst.
I am no, Batman.
No, Clooney's the worst. Yeah. Yeah. I could safely say that.
All right. I think as a movie, like if this was, if like we're in like a film class or like some like film festival, I think this movie's a 4.5. But out of entertainment purposes, I'm dropping this down to a 3. Because, like I said, I can appreciate it and I understand it, and it's well done with that. It just wasn't entertaining enough.
I think we've talked about this before with movies too, right? Yeah. It's like fuck, it's well made, right? Yeah. It is so well made. Like, what was it, Lady Bird or whatever?
Lady Bird. And Nosferatu.
We're like, look, I get it. Like, this is a great movie. I fully understand that. And I'm probably wrong, but I didn't fucking like it. Like,
it's not for me.
It's not for me. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, for 2 hours and like 17 minutes, you got to hook me more than that, man.
You do. Yeah.
By the way, Ski, where'd you get that view from all of a sudden?
I got a different camera running right now.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Streamer.
Right, why don't you run that in the other pod on Thursday?
I didn't know how to do it.
It's clearly Sunday night.
Well, this is the part where our recording cut off. So I'm here to, like, King gave this movie a 2. And yeah. Bye.